Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Driving a car is a huge responsibility, but in our society, it allows for independence and mobility. Driving is a fairly complicated task, but for most of us it has become automatic. Nonetheless, it involves the integration of four activities: processing visual information, fine motor skills, quick judgment, and decision making. Now, some car crashes are unavoidable. Others can be avoided. A large number of medical conditions impact our ability to drive because they interfere with at least one of those four processes. Estimates vary, but about 2% of all automobile crashes are the result of a medical condition. Some conditions like epilepsy, dementia, substance abuse, serious visual problems, and a lack of sleep pose high risks, while others like heart disease pose far smaller risks. Now, ideally, the Department of Motor Vehicles would make a careful determination about a person's ability to drive safely, weighing the risk of a crash against the potential loss of autonomy and mobility. But these decisions are not easy. For one thing, the Department of Motor Vehicles does not have access to our medical records, nor are they trained to understand those medical records. Secondly, people are absolutely unwilling to be truthful in divulging their health status to the DMV, at least not when the stakes are so high, that is, the loss of a license. So doctors play a role here, but again, that's complicated. We are, after all, the patient's advocates, but we are also a protector of the public's health. In the setting of determining whether someone is able to drive, those roles can come into conflict. Even when the doctor does inform the DMV that we believe someone is unsafe to drive, we, of course, have no way of assuring our patients comply with any DMV restrictions. As a patient of mine who lives about 45 miles away recently told me, "Doctor, if I don't drive my car as you're suggesting, then I can't even come in to see you as my doctor." Studies suggest that when patients are referred to an outside driving expert to assess their ability to drive safely, even then, experts don't agree with each other. However, a recent study does suggest that doctors are less willing to make a determination that a patient can't drive safely than a driving expert. Now, perhaps this is because we do not want to disrupt the doctor-patient relationship that we have established. I, after all, like my patients, and I don't want to do them any harm. Another reason is that we really don't have the ability to assess our patients' driving. Can you imagine how that might play out? Excuse me, I'm going to leave my office for a little while. I'm going to go for a spin with one of my patients who I think might have a driving problem. Not going to happen. Given that 37,000 people die each year in motor vehicle accidents, we definitely need to get dangerous drivers off the road. The only question is how. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.